G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today we've got the mailbag out of round two. If you want to submit your questions, go to our Instagram at Hardball Gets AFL or email hardballgets@wanews.com.au. If you haven't subscribed to the pod, please do that. Leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen and tell your mates. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels, and we're into the mailbag for round two. Jeez, isn't it overflowing?
It's actually gotten to the point where we're having to filter.
What's the opposite, nice. Opposite of a Mullumbimby mailbag? My granddad made my sister cry once when she was little because he said she had a head like a Mullumbimby mailbag. Big, ugly and empty.
Sounds like a nice guy.
I remember.
What did he say about your head?
I remember doing a phone topic on radio about what was your initial reaction when you saw your kid's head? Everyone says they're beautiful, but I think they look like a busted ass.
It's shocking.
And some lady rang up and said, "Oh, my mum just bought a whole lot of beanies," and was like, "Cover that head."
All right, let's get into it because we've got a million of them.
All right. Are we settled into this? You're the newsreader.
Yeah,
I'm happy for Daniels.
If you read out a sentence, it can take 20 minutes sometimes.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, this one, we're starting big. Anonymous. It says in brackets, Ryan. Dear Xavier, I was shocked this morning to wake to the news of Catherine, Princess of Wales' cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
As Australia's leading royal podcaster, I turn to you, Xavier, to unpack this for us and put our minds to rest.
Yeah, dangerous areas for me now to dive in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wind this one right back. So she hasn't been kidnapped.
No,
they aren't divorced.
No.
Charles is not dead.
No.
She has cancer and I wish her all the best. But I had a lot of feedback about my thoughts on the royal family.
You and the rest of the conspiracy theorists, really not a great week for royal conspiracy theorists.
No. Well, I was on the toilet when that popped up and I was like, this is what's happened here. Like, something's happened. And I was like, cancer. Well, I'm just going to sit on that one.
Good luck. Okay, Kendrick Hatton from Instagram. Considering all the star power Luke Beveridge has had at his disposal over his coaching reign, 10th season in 2024, the Dogs have finished a round of footy in the top four only 36 times in 9 years, with 31 of those coming in 2016 and 2022. The media talked the Dogs up as a top four sort of footy club. Have they been a massive waste of a list or overhyped for a decade, having rallied in September after sliding from the top mid-year? The great coaches keep lists hungry and consistent, i.e. Chris Scott. Also, it's only round one, but I haven't heard a whisper about the summer about whether or not we keep Adam Simpson to do the full rebuild.
I'm going to pose a question off that question. Who's been a bigger waste of talent, Melbourne or the Bulldogs, both winning one flag?
Well, the Melbourne thing's not done yet, but I suppose the Bulldogs isn't done yet either.
That
version of the Bulldogs is done.
I've fallen into the Bulldogs every year. Except for this year. This year I haven't fallen into them once. I'm removed myself from any of it. I think they're good fun to watch, but I think they're top eight. Whereas I've had them winning flags probably three of the last 5 years. I've had them premierships.
Who's had the most talent in the last 10 years? Would you say, well, let's say 8 years. Bulldogs, Melbourne, GWS.
GWS, Bulldogs, Melbourne, I would say.
Okay, and GWS haven't won one. They did a one grand final, got pumped.
Yep.
The other two won one.
You take a flag. The team had only won one flag before that.
Well, I suppose the real question here is 8 years ago was the flag. They made another granny.
Yeah.
Is this version of the Bulldogs going
to be? It's the consistency thing, right? But, do you take the consistency or do you take two grand final appearances?
So if I was a supporter, give me the two grand final appearances.
Yeah,
good luck. A bit like West Coast. 15, 18, down and out. You'd rather have a hangover. That's just my thoughts on a hangover.
I go for free. We don't have consistency in your grand final appearances.
You'd rather have a hangover from a party than not be invited to the party.
That's true. Yeah. Mitch Tolman, fellas, I say this before the Port game, but with Tassie about to compromise the draft for a few years and the state of their under-25-year-old talent, do we think Richmond are going to have a prolonged period of pain worse than West Coast and North? The Taranto and Hopper trades could become infamous for terrible and horrible timing.
No, I reckon they've timed it okay.
If they stay down.
Yeah.
They've got to stay down.
This year, I think they've timed it okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be...
This is the opposite of Sylvester Stallone's Rocky, right?
You wouldn't want to be like...
Just stay down.
Brisbane or someone like that, maybe?
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't cash in and win a flag.
Yeah.
Like, if Brisbane come out of this era without winning one,
yeah.
The difference for the Northern States is the academies.
Academies, yeah.
They have stuff coming through.
Yep.
Darren Fisher, boys, how bad and for how long do the Eagles have to be before they get some form of a draft handout? Or is this unlikely to happen based upon the Eagles being a wealthy club and their relative success over the last 20 years?
I don't think they're going to get it.
They're not going to get it.
Once a West Coast person, an influential one, last year or the year before said to me, that they would never ask for a handout.
Yeah. Nah. But a flag every 8 years or whatever it's been.
But if you're the Eagles fans, surely you'd want them to ask for a handout.
Oh, of course you would. It's like North Melbourne. Why wouldn't they ask for a handout when all the academies are getting picks?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you throw your hat in there?
I can just imagine head office saying, look, yeah, it's a little bit of a different case here, West Coast. You can have one, but you just have to pay us cash.
Yeah.
They should probably do it.
Nah.
Look, I mean...
I'm with you on that one, though. I don't think they would ask.
They won't ask, but... They should get.
They've been dog awful for two years.
Nobody
should get it. St Kilda haven't won a flag since 1966.
Yeah, but they've been in comp.
You make your own bed. Make your own bed. No one should get it.
Is it based on premierships, not based on recent?
Mate, they've won a flag 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No one should get it.
They're pretty awful.
No, I think put your head down and work your way out.
That's
the draft.
I agree with that. No one should get it. But when you give it to some.
No, but the academies is what's chopping it.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Like, why wouldn't you throw your hat in the ring if all the top draft picks are going?
If you're giving it to North, you've got to give it to West Coast. It's the same. They're in the same boat.
No, well, North finish. Yeah, who knows?
Tom Roker, Ivan Maric. Ivan Maric actually brought his cousin Ivan Soldo to Richmond. There you go.
There we go.
Now, we saw the photo. We did see the photo.
Ivan Maric. I think it was Maric.
Traditional pronunciation would be Maric.
Yeah. Reese Martin. Hey, lads.
No, Maric.
Maric.
Traditional will be marriage.
But we don't know. We're talking out of us. We don't know.
Seems we talk a lot about Ivan on this. Can someone tell us how to say it properly?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Seems to be a lot of well-informed Ivan fans. Haven't you noticed?
Yeah, there
is. A lot of feedback on it.
But he was, I don't know whether you realise how big...
Soldo?
No.
Maric?
Yeah, it was prime time Richmond.
Oh, yeah, no.
Cult, I loved him. Cult figure sort of stuff around Melbourne. Yeah.
Big Ivan. Reese Martin. Hey, lads, what's your go-to snack when watching the footy? Mee goreng got a good run last weekend at my place.
I feel like if you don't have mee goreng for like a year and then you bust one out, this is... Mee you forget what you're missing.
Very good.
I've got the bachelor charcuterie plate. Shapes. Chop up some salami. Throw a bit of cheese on there, just the beega. A
couple of altars.
And just chuck it. And you don't even put them on a plate. You just like throw them in a bowl.
Altogether.
So they all self-mix.
Like pick and mix.
They just get in there and go.
Do you have a spoon? You just close your eyes?
Fingers, bang.
Don't even
do you have a dip?
Like
you have a dip for it?
No. And usually have a can with it.
Yeah, a couple.
I don't know if I have a go-to footy snack.
No?
No.
Well, you do, but I enjoy pulling that.
What about you at the footy? Chips?
No, I don't eat
a couple of hot chips.
Yeah, I'll get some hot chips.
A little hot chips, mate. Yeah. Pie gets a bit too much. There's a bit too much going on.
We have pies in the media room every game.
Yeah, the butter chicken pies you can get there are pretty good at Optus.
In the media room?
Well, I think you can buy them at certain like outlets. I don't know which ones.
Alex Lindner. Question for X. Does Hawkins practice his confused face as no one does? Don't understand the free against him better. Never done anything wrong according to his facials. Show him being done for the throw from the weekend for context.
I will say it's around his 350th game this week.
Is it?
Yep. Mm. And I would say on the weekend watching... He had the ball kicked to his feet 5 times in a row and never once complained. I know what you're talking about there. He often does do it. But like when he's young forward, mid butchering it, not once, just thumbs up. Like I rang him, not to say that, but I was like, mate, what about how positive you were on the weekend? Yeah, so it keeps me in the game more now, like rather than just throwing the chips out. And like he's old.
Yeah.
He's having fun. What's the point of complaining?
Yeah.
Kicks four,
but
wins
still
the game.
The umpires every
time. Yeah, the umpires you can give it.
It's going to be a solid task for two people to cheer him off.
Can you ask him next time if he actually has ever given a free kick away? We just want to know. Jaden Taddy, g'day gents. I'm not sure if it's just me, but Tom Barris doesn't look right.
Oh, go back to pre-season conversations on 7 News.
His body language when the ball is not around isn't great, and he seems uncomfortable. What are your thoughts? I did do a very long sit down with a lot of cutaways with Tom Barris. In the preseason. Very good
story. This is why you might have missed the actual news part of it.
He was talking a lot about his back and how it's really bad. Like, the back is bad. Like, it's probably going to end his career early. I can't imagine that has anything to do with body language. Tom is a proud player. But do you think he's out of form?
No, yesterday, and he was in all sorts yesterday at times.
Yeah.
He was trying to do, when you're senior player and he's a good player, you try and fix other problems. And by doing that, you forget about yourself and that becomes the problem. So he was dropping off or pushing up and creating, like, there was one where was it Hogan took a mark 40 metres off him.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, wow, what are you doing, Tommy? But he was just trying to, like, look after everyone else. Well, there but was forgot that... his own role first.
Was
yeah. I think he was trying
one?
To do a fair bit. No, that was later
that
in
was
the game.
McGovern,
but, yeah.
If I'm thinking of the first one, when McGovern was playing off
both, but
Toby
both,
Green.
Yeah, no, both are trying to be a bit, and we said in the comms, trying to do too much to help rather than...
Yeah.
And if I was coaching, I'd say, boys, just beat your opponent or try your best to beat your opponent.
Right.
And if you randomly can help, help. Otherwise, it's... one-on-one, but yeah.
Okay, Josh Edwards, RE, how you watch sports with your wife?
Yeah.
This was a question last week, if you haven't listened. Someone wrote in and said, how do you watch the footy at home?
With
how do
partner.
You balance that? She yeah. wants to watch this, you want to watch that, you've got to somehow watch the footy. He gave a rundown of how each of us would probably, and he was pretty much back.
Pretty close.
Listen to how Bill Simmons watches basketball. It's absolutely the most insane way to watch movies / sports with your wife, having multiple TVs in the living room. I believe, Josh, our Josh, you have audio prepared.
In the living room, we got this giant new TV set up in the new house with the big TV, but then the two TVs next to it. And so I can put two basketball games on the side TVs, but we can watch whatever she wants to watch.
What?
I wish I had thought of this
what?
10 years ago.
Are you
yeah.
kidding?
Yeah.
So you're watching basketball. You're
no, I'm watching, we're watching a TV show or a movie together, but there's also basketball on the left so I can kind of make sure I know what's going on.
Larry David as well?
Yeah, David. That's amazing.
Man, I couldn't do it. I'd get dizzy.
Yeah.
How's that work, though? I can't imagine that Kelly would be happy with that.
There was a guy I used to write for AFL.com.au. He does a lot of commentary and stuff over in Melbourne now. Alex Malcolm, the pro.
Yeah, I know Alex.
He had two TVs.
In the same room.
Same size, just next to each other.
Look, if I was Bill Simmons and sold my podcast to Spotify for $200 million or whatever, I mean, I reckon M would be happy enough for me to sit with seven
That's
TVs
true.
On.
You want to keep the money rolling in? I need this TV
I
onto the
four
side.
Four games of basketball. You have your show there, and we're happy as Larry.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know if I can pull it off.
Nah.
Okay, Jackson, hi team, big fan of the pod, and I've got a question for WA's sharpest football minds that nobody else can seem to answer, which is pretty simply, what the hell happened in the North versus Freo game? Watching it, it looked like two completely different games. In the start of the second quarter, North were running it out of the middle at will and seemed to have extra players on the ground. Then in the third, they disappeared and it was Freo's turn to run riot. Can anyone explain, using simple words, what actually changed during the game to produce such different outcomes? Did Longmuir change something? Did Freo just wake up? Cheers, Jake.
Well, it started at 10:45 in the morning, so waking up could
but
be a thing.
It was 1:45 over there, though.
Yeah, but you don't land in Melbourne and it's 8 o'clock on your watch and go, I'm time for bed. It's, your body's still telling you 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And that's why when teams come over here, they stay on Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, jet lag, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's a thing when it's
body
a three
clock.
It's a 3-hour thing. Yeah. I mean, you're not getting up at 5 a.m. to eat breakfast because it's 8 o'clock.
Mm.
Like, it's just not. Your body can't flick like that.
So you think it's a timing thing?
No, they're the worst starting team in the competition. So something needs to change. Yeah. They've won 6 quarters in the last year and a half or year and 3 games, whatever it is.
Yeah.
In a little column I'm writing today, think about traffic lights. Green, flat out. Amber, caution. Red, stop.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of teams have game plans around a traffic light sort of system. Green time, you got to score, go fast. All or nothing, but you can get hit on the other way pretty quickly with a turnover. Amber's your general game style. And red's last minute to go. Don't let them score. Shut it down. Done. I'd love to see Freo start in like a green time version.
Starting green.
Start and just go, because they're getting goals against them anyway.
So what do you think they start in? They try
just,
to start
just
in
normal game
Amber,
plan. Normal.
Like, but it ends up getting out of hand.
4-0 like that. Yeah. So they're getting goals kicked against them anyway.
So do you think the other teams are going, let's go green straight away because
slow
starters?
No, I don't think so. But they just get so slow to get into games.
So round one against Brisbane, I feel like they did try to do that and then just kept turning it over. And
well,
so
they made
a lot
of mistakes. They gave a couple of goals away.
50-metre penalties,
isn't
there?
Yeah, so there was a bit of corridor. There was a bit of corridor turnovers, which made me think they were trying to
get fast.
But if
you get two goals kicked against you, you're getting two kicked against you anyway. I don't know. I just feel like they've got to maybe try and go more at the game early.
Who they got this week?
They have Adelaide here on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, sorry.
So, Caleb, hey, fellas. Bear with me. I will be piggybacking off Ryan's latest scoop. Currently, Freo hold Collingwood's first round pick. Oh. Hypothetically, the Pies totally shit the bed this year and come last. Freo trades pick number one, plus the Dockers and Port's firsts to Sydney. In return, the Chad crosses the Nullarbor and plays in purple in 2026. Who says no first?
Sorry, can you quickly just summarise that again?
So basically, Frio, in his scenario, would trade the number one pick, which is Collingwood finishing last, which is, I can't see how they finish below West Coast, but that's crazy. Let's say it's pick three, and then you throw in Port's pick and Freo's pick. So you send three firsts to Sydney, they send back Chad Warner. Who says no?
Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney don't want the
three firsts.
Yeah. No, they're in the window, mate. They're in the window.
And Sydney don't want the reigning premiers to get stronger also. So why would you give him the best player?
The reigning premiers?
Yeah, no. This is what we're talking about next year.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, my point is Sydney are in the window. So losing your best player for picks is not...
Jeez, he's looking good.
Not great.
He looks very good. Had a down year last year, but he looks bloody good now.
Yeah.
Declan Lewis, is Hayden McLean hot? And he's provided a picture.
Well, nah, I thought he's hot because he's tall.
Yeah, but I thought that. I think he's tall guy this? Hot.
Was it Hayden McLean?
Have I argued about this with you guys, or have I argued?
I think we have discussed this.
Josh has included the picture.
Yeah.
I think he's tall guy hot. If I was to tell you that Hayden McLean was 5'5", right? Just look at the picture.
Yeah, but his head's bigger than a 5'5"
guy. Yeah, but that's what. Sorry.
No, but you know those 5'5" guys with massive heads? He's like one of them, like the back pocket country footballer. He wouldn't be
really
he's not
short
jumping
legs,
off the page. Yeah,
but they're huge heads.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the guys you mean. Called. So, no, I'm telling you, if he's 5'5", is he still hot?
No, he's not.
I don't think he is.
But he is. But he's been blessed to be born an enormous man, so he's hot.
Yeah, I think he's tall guy hot.
Yeah.
You tell me he's 5'5", he's still as hot as he is now.
So you're not tapping that?
That I am, but he's 6'7".
Yeah, big. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not arguing about it. That's just the full package, mate.
Yes, he is hot.
Well, if I was tanned and had a six pack and a straight nose and we're debating what we've got.
So as he's right now, yes, he is hot.
Okay. But yeah, I want to give it a pass.
But
yes,
he's big man hot.
But I was going to say, his genetics have helped him out with the height. Okay. Bill Lucas.
Send him more of these. These are great debates to have.
Yeah, hot or not. Yeah. We'll have a little stinger. Hot
I don't mind it. Where will Luke Jackson and Caleb Sarong hang their joint Brownlow medals?
Oh, I'll tell you what, if Caleb wins it, I'll build him one. I'll build him a room.
Jeez, they're both going to poll quite a bit from the start of the year. Daniel Maserati, not Maserati. Hi, team. Love the show. Following the success of a few players changing positions this season and taking their game to a new level, e.g. Isaac Heaney, forward mid, Sexton, forward defence, Archie Perkins, forward mid, and also some of these that we've seen in the past, Rory Laird, defender mid, Callum Mills, defender mid, Darcy Parrish, forward mid. Who do you think is currently being played out of position and has the skills to take their game to another level if they had a position?
Well, when Sean Darcy comes back, Luke Jackson.
For anyone who hasn't listened to this week's pod,
that's a good question. Salem's getting more midfield time now.
Salem's a good one.
Josh Weddle. Yeah. I'd love to see him unleashed in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, that guy is a big, strong legs. Beast of a human being.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Dawson was another one that did that, and now we like
throw
what we've
Mitch
seen.
Throw Mitch in, see what happens.
Hayden Young's like doing his thing now. We like that. I think Heath Chapman can be a really good wingman, and I think they were going to try it.
Yeah, I'm
and
not we'll see on it. That.
You don't like Chapman?
I like him as a defender,
Okay. Well, we'll see what they do. Anyone else you can
think of? Well, Brisbane need one of those two to just be a mid.
Who?
Yeah, in terms of Rayner and
Bailey.
Zach Bailey.
Yeah. I don't think...
But just throw him in there the whole time and just say...
Yeah, we've said this for 4 years, though.
I know.
Also, don't know if Alex Sexton is actually killing it.
No, he's not killing it.
He went back forward again. Wilbur Nelson, question for the mailbag. Coming from a Hawks supporter, are the Hawks the furthest from premiership contention out of any club? I reckon we'd be favourites in a head-to-head matchup versus the Eagles or Roos right now, but we seem much less promising in terms of exciting rookies / potential to enter the top eight. Fair or overreaction?
Just relax, Will. That's a bit of an overreaction.
I think West Coast is pretty dark.
Yeah.
But I know what he's saying. I think a lot of chat around the Hawthorne supporter bases and stuff is the player, they've got safe picks all of a sudden. Like,
right.
They look safe. Ward safe. McKenzie safe.
Yeah.
Then they got the Wizard. That's not a safe pick.
Yeah, that's not a safe pick.
Who's the A graders coming through?
Who are the A graders coming
Weddle could be.
Will Day.
Will Day, Weddle, and maybe
I like McKenzie.
Watson as a positional
Mitch
A-grader.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Mitch Lewis.
Yeah, I know he's still beyond Mitch. Yeah. He's quiet start to the
year. He has. Yes, I think Will Day unlocks a lot in that midfield.
He will,
because everyone goes back down a rung.
When's my boy Huswaite going to get a go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what's going?
getting pounded in the midfield. He's been emergency 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I mean, I'm not. If I'm a Hawthorn supporter, I'm not thinking shit.
Henry Hussey,
Husty's back in. We're good to go.
I reckon they love Husty.
No, no, but I'm not. But he's not turning the message boards on the Hawthorn fan side. He's not turning the tide yet with what's happening there.
True. What if he does though?
Oh, what if he does?
Yeah, just relax, Mason.
No, I think North Melbourne are fast going to go past all.
We talked about Hawthorn. Wilbur getting. I mean, Hawthorn and Wilbur and the fans are getting twitchy because. We haven't seen anything yet to start the year that's encouraging. No,
don't underestimate West Coast or overestimate West Coast talent coming through as well.
No, true.
And I, just quickly on West Coast, I was amazed yesterday to see Jamison's turning 24. Harry Edwards is turning 24. Yeah. Bailey Williams is turning 24.
So the kids are 25.
They're almost out the other side of their primes.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, you moved here when you were 25.
Five.
Which stunned me a little bit.
Yeah.
So you'd already achieved so much by
then. Oh, yeah.
And when did you pull the pin? 28?
Eight. Yeah, 28. All right, that's the mailbag.
That's been the mailbag. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL show. To send in your questions, DM us on Instagram at hardballgetsafl or hardballgets@wanews.com.au. All right, see you next time.